this is Jo Tomalin for Fringe Review, and I'm speaking to a performer. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Laurel Scotland Stewart. My show is called The Readiness Is All, a solo Hamlet. I am a theater artist who works with experimental theater and philosophy, and I am also a philosophy professor at the University of San Francisco.
So the show that you're doing here, it's very unusual in its structure and language. Please could you explain how that is, how it came to be?
Well, Hamlet has been my favorite play from the beginning of time, particularly because I'm very interested in existentialism. And I really wanted to explore Hamlet's psyche and the world of Hamlet from just that character's point of view. So it was a little bit of a challenge to figure out how to do it as a solo show and how to communicate to the audience what was happening. And I ended up taking Hamlet's scenes and most of them and having Hamlet speaking to characters that Hamlet can see but the audience can't see. And then I put in a lot of other things, props, little bit of a costume, interactions with characters to communicate what's going on. But a lot of it really does focus on the soliloquies and Hamlet's internal struggle. So that is really the focus of the show.
Do you use any lines of any other characters?
Only very occasionally. It was very hard to figure out how to communicate to the audience that Laertes and Hamlet are going to have a duel, so I modified a line of Osric's for that. And there are other places where Hamlet doesn't say exactly that in that place, but he maybe says it somewhere else. So there are a very few places, but I really tried to communicate it using Hamlet's words only as much as I could.
And where did the idea come from to do this style of Hamlet with, a stripped-down version in a way, but with all of Hamlet's lines? Where did you first come up with that idea?
That is a difficult question to answer. I think I really wanted to play Hamlet. I wanted to do it in a way where I could have complete creative control over it. And I come from an experimental theater background with a lot of physicality, a lot of people creating devised work, a lot of theater that is focused on the performer and the audience, and that is the heart of the show, and the craft of the actor is really what matters. So I think all of those things sort of came together to form the idea for the show.
How did you begin rehearsing this?
So I reserved a rehearsal space for myself for 2 hours a week, which thank God I did because it really kept me going. And I sat down with the script and I worked it through one scene at a time and thought, what do I need to cut? What can I keep in? And worked out the cuts and the structure of it as I worked through it. I had a work in progress showing about 6 months before the first run, and that was incredibly helpful to get feedback from a lot of my friends and colleagues in the theater community. And then I really just ran it over and over and over again for a very long time. So I've put a lot of work into it. It's been very enjoyable. So.
Did you ever have anyone in the audience, such as a director or a friend, watching?
For the most part, no. Well, sometimes. I had the work in progress showing. I had friends come to rehearsals sometimes. And I had some videotapes that I watched, which helped me see what was reading and what wasn't. But most of the time I was in the rehearsal room by myself.
I can imagine the amount of self-discipline one might need to be able to just keep going and keep pushing through, rehearsing out loud with movement in the space.
Yeah, it did take a lot of self-discipline. And I think that setting deadlines for myself really, really helped. Like, I know I've got this work in progress. It has to be ready for that. I had the venue ready. But it was a real labor of love in making sure that I got something done on it every week, that I prepared for my rehearsal, and that I just kept going through whatever fear or discomfort I was feeling in the rehearsal room to get there.
How long would you say this has taken? So imagine that you've got the script, but then how long has the rehearsal process been to make it to performance level?
So I started rehearsing in February of last year, and the script really evolved. I would say by August the script was pretty set, but there was still some evolution. I had a run that I produced myself last November, and then I took a little bit of a break and I started rehearsing it again this year in probably April or May. So I've spent the better part of the last 18 months working on this.
How much did your academic background in philosophy help or go into the process of developing the show and performing the show?
Well, as I said, I'm very interested in existentialism, and those were the themes that I was the most interested in. At the beginning of the rehearsal period, I spent a long time reading about Hamlet and deciding on the interpretation that I wanted to use, and specifically reading about the existential aspects of it and Hamlet's existential crisis and whether he achieves what existentialists call authenticity at the end. And people disagree about that. Some people think he does, some people think he doesn't. I decided that he did. But then you still have to figure out the kind of authenticity. And for me, it was developing a kind of flexibility for Hamlet, that he is not clinging to any one notion of what his values are, or what the meaning of life is, and he's ready for whatever life throws at him to make the most of it.
Thinking about the dynamic of the language, there are the soliloquies, and then there are scenes of dialogue. What do you notice? Do you notice anything that bubbles up from doing the soliloquies, and then immediately doing dialogue? Are there any insights that you found into Hamlet or Shakespeare?
Yeah, I think the longer I worked on this show, the more I realized that Hamlet is so many different people, and he's one person in a soliloquy when he's lost in his own reveries, his own internal world, and then he has this ability to flip on a light switch and be somebody completely different. And so it felt natural for me to have those changes and be alone and with other people, but as Hamlet, who is able to turn on a dime and become somebody completely different.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.